Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here today. My name is Nihal Bellari. I am a customer success manager here at Speak Up. We're going to be covering many topics today. And the reason behind this is that you've probably heard about the Speak Up program. So in this webinar, we'll discuss five practical ways an organization can create a successful Speak Up program and how you can maintain that over time. Before we go on with introductions, I'd like to let you know that this webinar will be 20, 25 minutes. And if you have any questions, please drop them in the chat below. Now, let's get started. Today, we have Yuri van der Linden. Thank you for being with us, Yuri. Could you please share a bit about yourself?
Yeah, of course. Pleasure to be here, and thanks for having me. So my name is Yuri. I'm a senior consultant within the business development team. And in that regard, I speak with organizations on a daily basis and advise them on how to create, improve, and build a speaker program. And I'm very excited to dive a little bit deeper into the practicalities of this topic today.
Let's start with the golden question. What is a speaker program?
Well, a speaker program essentially aims to create an open culture where people feel comfortable to speak up about unethical behavior.
And this can be everything from bullying, harassment, misconduct. Great.
Exactly. Yeah? And the scope is often quite wide. So not only legal topics, but often the topics like you mentioned, is usually managed by the compliance department, but often important stakeholders include HR, legal, internal audit, and sometimes even sustainability.
Sustainability, of course, being a very important topic, for example, not wanting to see organizations do oil dumps or just trash in local populations around the world.
Yeah, what you see is that ESG, environment, sustainability, and governance, becomes a much more important stakeholder than just a few years ago. So we often have them on the table as well.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point that you bring up. I was reading the Harvard Business Review the other day, and they were running a survey that measured 20 different workplace behaviors. Speaking up ranked amongst the sixth most vulnerable of these behaviors. In your eyes, what are the challenges in creating and maintaining a successful Speak Up program?
Yeah, it's a very, very good question. First, I think what's important to acknowledge is that there's really been a big cultural shift in global society on demanding more transparency. And this also means that organizations need to adapt their programs to comply with that. So not only in a joyful or cordial way say that if you can report something, here is where you can do that, but actually walk the talk. And the tone at the top there is absolutely crucial. Leading by example is very, very powerful, especially with such a sensitive topic like speaking up. If leadership doesn't find it important, how should employees be encouraged to come forward?
I think you raise a good point because, I mean, just looking outside of the speak up angle, if your company is going to release, let's say, a training of 3-4 hours and you see that your team lead is not going to bother with it, why would you as a team member?
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we all know the yearly code of conduct trainings, right? Mandatory, not always fun, although I've seen some very creative solutions and approaches to this. I was at a conference earlier this year and I was speaking to someone and they mentioned that since we switched to making ethics a 10-minute conversation in every team of our company every month, the engagement and awareness of our speaker program has grown drastically. So I think that's a really nice impact on, making 10 minutes, how 10 minutes a month can make a difference.
Yeah, and if you're a company with multiple offices and teams around the world, this type of education, trying to ensure that a training of like 10, 11 minutes is quite achievable, I think.
Yeah, and not necessarily even a training, but just a conversation, right? So that people know ethics and use ethics in their day-to-day. And that is also something that what comes to mind is when people take that difficult step, and it is difficult, right, to come forward about something unethical. You've maybe walked around with it for quite some time. Is that the process of where do I go? How what happens after I report something should be very simple and straightforward. So you actually encourage people to make that difficult step.
Indeed, and I think this ties a lot with the next thing that I was going to ask you is how can organizations balance compliance and user-friendly processes in a speak-up program?
Yeah, of course, from a compliance perspective, you want to be able to investigate, to get answers to a lot of questions, to be able to validate and take action. What works really well is to just have the intake process the form of a dialogue rather than a complex questionnaire, right? Okay, I'm already taking a big risk or big step to open up about something, and then I'm confronted with this very interrogative questionnaire. By just creating an open dialogue and inviting people to share their concerns, you can really lower that barrier and create a little bit of trust.
I think trust and transparency go hand in hand. I was just wondering, so I've seen companies where, let's say you want to raise something, you might have a trusted person, you may have a team lead that you can go to. But when it comes to making a report, let's say digitally, there's just an email. Do you often come across that where if someone wants to raise a report and it's not necessarily with a team manager or HR, they have to send it to an inbox somewhere in the organization?
Yeah. Yeah, we often come across that. And what is a bit challenging about that is that if people don't feel comfortable sharing things internally, right, directly with your line manager or with compliance, anonymity becomes much more important because it offers the best protection from retaliation. And sending an email, you can do that anonymously, but it involves creating a fake email address. And because an email server is handled internally and managed internally, if the stakes are high enough, there's still a risk of being identified. So it is a channel, but it should not be the only channel or the escalation channel.
Something you were mentioning that stuck with me was this low barrier element. Sometimes I see organizations with 20 questions, and I feel that it's going to deter a reporter from ever raising something. So I think when it comes to this user-friendly thing that you were mentioning, that also looking into how you can lower that barrier becomes a high priority as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you want to make sure that when people take that step, they not only leave a message, but also come back. Because there's always follow-up questions, right? And that's why creating a dialogue is so crucial around this. Because you have the comfort of just sharing what you want to share at that moment. And by maintaining a dialogue, from a compliance perspective, you can further investigate, ask questions, and most importantly, rebuild trust.
Indeed. When you were sharing this dialogue, I think trust is the biggest impact you will have when it comes to having that dialogue with an individual. What's on my mind now is to understand, in your view, what are some key elements when it comes to building a good speak-up policy?
Yeah, so a good policy, first and foremost, should be simple and inviting to read, right? Nobody wants to read to 6 pages of legal terms in a very small font. So keep it simple, keep it positive. It should lay out the processes. So what happens if I report something? Who is involved? How am I protected? And one that actively encourages people. So it's in a positive, engaging tone that goes beyond, this is a policy where you can speak up, but more conveys the message of, we find it very important to hear from you if you've seen something that has gone wrong. Please let us know.
You make a good point, because it starts with the tone at the top as well. If there is endorsement from a CEO, for example, let's say you have a policy and you, for example, show that, hey, the CEO takes it seriously, I think this also trickles down to the reporter who says, ah, if this is something that if I make a report, it will be handled in a professional manner. It really builds that trust again, like going back to our initial things that you were talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And in addition to having a message from the CEO, really walking the talk and having active engagement from the leadership is key. If leadership doesn't believe in it, why should an employee?
We spoke a little bit about policy. When it comes to legal considerations, what should organizations keep in mind when managing misconduct?
Yeah, there's of course quite some legal topics to consider. So I'll try to keep it brief. Firstly, of course, there's the GDPR. So ensuring that your reporting channels and processes comply with data protection. Think of where is data stored, who has access to it, etc. The second one, EU whistleblowing directive, went into effect last year, is now being transposed by countries within the EU, has a big impact because it broadens the scope of protection. So not only employees are protected, but also contractors, freelancers, or even interns. It sets also clear rules on who, what needs to happen when a report is received. You need to, within a few days, report the acknowledgement of the initial report. And you need to make sure that within a certain time frame, you give a follow-up to the report. What we see is an extension of this legislation into the supply chain with the German Supply Chain Act, or for all the Germans watching, Lieferketten Sorgfaltspflichtgesetz, and the EU Sustainability Protection Directive, where there is a due diligence process in reporting unethical behavior and wrongdoings also in your supply chain. But to help organizations build robust compliance and misconduct management systems, there's two really good ISO standards that have been recently developed, the 37301 and 37002, which can really provide a good standard and best practice.
I think what I take from that is being a compliance officer in this day and age is challenging because of the ever-changing landscape that takes place. And I do believe we have other webinars in our catalog, which you can see from individuals like Ruben from within our company, but also Ezekiel Ward. There's a question from Anna. What is the difference between speaking up and whistleblowing?
Yeah, so that's actually a really good one to consider because they can mean the same, right? But if we look at how it's perceived, that's where the difference is, right? Around whistleblowing, right? A whistleblower is someone courageous, right? But is often faced with very negative effects of doing that. People whistleblowers have lost their house, their job, which also makes that when people hear the word whistleblower, nobody wants to be that. Whereas speaking up is more about doing the right thing when you encounter something unethical, right? And everybody wants to work in a place or be in a place where unethical behavior is spoken out. So that's, I think, the biggest difference.
I think one suggestion that is helpful is that rather than calling it a whistleblowing policy, to call it a speak up policy, because exactly some of the things you were mentioning, like, for example, there being a negative connotation with the word whistleblowing, is it's very easy to reposition that with some with using whistleblowing, for example. I'm sorry, speak up policy, for example. So let's say you're an organization. You have built your speak up program. You've launched it. How do you continuously improve the speak up program that you have?
Yeah, that's a very good one. I think it's good to recognize here immediately that maintaining a program successful over time is something that costs time and effort. Launching it with a big bang often creates a lot of awareness in the beginning, but the day-to-day will drive that to the background eventually. So make sure that it's something that you regularly keep working on, that you keep informing people over. Gather feedback, right? If you launched a speaker program 3 years ago, it's probably time to review it. Update your communication material. And I think one that is often underestimated is monitor engagement. For example, a employee survey that is given out once a year to include a simple question like, do you know or are you aware that there is a speak up program within our organization? Will give you super valuable insights on how well it's perceived and how many people within your organization know about it.
I think that last point is a very valuable one, because how else would you get feedback aside from asking people, hey, do you know that speak up line exists? So I think that point, I think, really drives home how you can also measure the awareness, the effectiveness of one speak up program. I think we've covered a lot of topics. I think individuals who have attended the webinar have really some things to reflect on. So first of all, I'd like to thank you, Yuri. Thank you for being here. You, I think, really shared a more clearer understanding of how one can go about creating and maintaining a successful speaker program. Thank you also for everyone who attended. We really value your feedback. So there is a forum, and you can share your thoughts, your reactions to the content we've shared today. And I think that's very important, because we would really love to contribute more to the community when it comes to these topics. So please do share your feedback.
And if there's anything that you missed that you would like to us to make content on, please also let us know so we can sit here again and talk about a topic that you would like to discuss.
If you'd like to see more of Yuri, you'll get a recording of this session, so you can revisit the insights Yuri has shared. And also, we have resources such as case studies and ebooks on our website, speakup.com. Please go ahead, check it out, explore to see how you can further develop and maintain your speakup program. Well, thank you again for coming to our webinar today, and we hope to see you soon in our next webinar.
See you next time.